Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oi, the boys and girls on Footy Prime on occasion are known to use vulgarities and frankly appalling language, and sometimes the tales can get quite adult in nature, so keep the volume down if there are kiddies around, and thank you for listening.
Oh, let's go!
Booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started.
Booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started. You know that we are the number one show. So grab your fucking mitts and now it's time to go. Cause it's the
booty booty.
It's time to get this party started. It's the
booty booty.
It's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, Andy, Jimmy, JC. All we know and all we talk about is
booty booty.
It's time to get this party started tonight.
You're listening to MLS Box to Box on Footy Prime, your almost daily footy fix.
That's
no.
They're called what? Something different.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Would it be a pustule in the nose?
Or a pull?
Or a boil? I don't know.
Boil, maybe? Regardless, I haven't got one in my nose.
So you say.
So I say, yeah. Hey, it's Footy Prime. It's Box to Box. It's when we talk about
MLS Box to Box.
Yeah, I was about to get to that. Yeah, Major League Soccer. And we got a guest today, everyone. Very excited. A big week, actually, for this young fella. He was officially welcomed into the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame. It's MLS legend himself, Dwayne De Rosario. Dero, welcome back to Footy Prime.
Woo!
Thank you. Always a pleasure being on the program.
So I've got to be honest with you. We all thought you were already in. And we were kind of surprised this week. Did you think you were in?
No. Well, obviously, I knew I wasn't in. I was wondering what but I guess with the because I played with the Metro Stars, the indoor team, and the years. I'm not even really sure how long the years is. Maybe Stacks could tell you or Jimmy, but I think it's five or six years of full retirement.
Five years, I think, after you retire.
The Mississauga Metro Stars, right? The indoor team.
Yes.
Have they paid you? Because they still owe me and Craig.
they still owe me. They still owe me.
Oh, surprise, yeah. Surprise.
What a surprise, yeah, right? Eh? Yeah, that was a disaster. Anyway,
that was a great idea, but it ended up being a disaster.
Yeah.
Yes.
When it's run by Crooks. You know, I guess that's what happened.
Hey, I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck is the blue card in indoor?
2 minutes.
What is that for? Like roughing?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you have to sit in a box, don't you? For 2 minutes.
You have to sit in the blue card. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that where IFAB came up with the blue card then? Like these rules that they're apparently trialing? They got it from indoor?
No, I don't think so. I think they're just trying to always add something to the game that doesn't need to be added.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's where I think that came from. But maybe it stemmed from that. I have no idea. You know, I guess you sit out. I don't even really know the real rules behind the blue card, but I think it's like, I don't know how long that you sit out. 2 minutes, 3 minutes, I don't know, for roughing.
when you joined MLS 2001, that was the shootout.
Oh, that just ended.
It just ended, did it? Okay.
Yeah, that just ended the year before.
That's a shame because you would have enjoyed that, wouldn't you?
Oh, for sure, for sure. But yeah, I think I would have enjoyed it a couple times, and then I would be like, okay, this is shit. You know, I think the first couple of times, like, this is cool, and then after a while, it's just like, okay, let's. I mean, you're running enough, and now I got to run up from the half to the goalie. Yeah. You know, it's just.
It did seem like a long run.
D-Ro, tell us a little bit about, you know, Frank Yelup was your first manager to sign you in MLS. And yes. Tell us a little bit how that all panned out, because obviously you knew Frank beforehand, but you ended up in San Jose with a pretty damn good team.
Yes, yes. I mean, you know, what's funny is that actually was a roommate a couple of times with Frank. I don't know how that worked out, but we're the youngest guy with the oldest guy on the team, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know how they. I guess no one really liked. You know, your rookie, you know, rookie, just put him with the guy that nobody really wants to. But actually worked out pretty amazing. We're at DC. I was playing with the Kickers at the time, and wanted me to come to DC to try out. And Yelp at the time was assistant. So while we were having a training camp, I believe it was El Salvador or one of those places, Yelp pulled me aside. He's like, listen, there's a potential opportunity that I might get a head coaching job. I just wanted to give you a heads up and I'll be here. But if I do get it, what's your thoughts? Are you like, you know, committed to DC? I'm like, no, man. I mean, so I came back after the preseason was up. I came back. I had an offer from DC, and then Yelp called and said, listen, I got the coaching job at Earthquakes. You know, I want you to come and, you know, I want you to be one of the first signings, actually signing, to be honest. And I said, yeah, I'm in 100%. If you're coaching, I'll take my odds with someone that I'm familiar with, someone that's Canadian. And thankfully, everything worked out. You know, he got me before the draft. Goose came, Jeff A. Goose, Landon came, and Ronnie Eklund was at Barcelona. He, you know, a Danish player, and, you know, team just started creating itself. But top manager, you know. One thing about him is he's a very good man manager. And then, of course, when things don't go right, he knows how to, you know, crack the whip. So he was great to work with.
So you play, obviously, San Jose, Houston, TFC, New York, DC. If there was like a Hall of Fame induction ceremony where you had to wear a hat of a certain team, of course he does.
And you know who it
is. I'm going to ask a question, though. He won cups elsewhere, right? He won cups elsewhere. I've got to ask a question, though, D-Ro. Which hat would you?
Oh, man, a fedora for sure.
Ah, nice. That is the answer.
Well played.
Yeah.
That's the answer. But, I mean, obviously, your TFC years, I mean, that's what people up here are familiar with, right? More so the TFC fans. And when we talked about it yesterday on the show, when you arrived, it was the first time TFC had really signed an MLS superstar. Can you talk about how that deal came to place? Because when TFC was first announced back in 06 for the 07 season, everyone assumed at some point Dwayne De Rosario will be playing at Toronto FC. It took a couple of years, but eventually it did happen. How did it transpire?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they reached out right when they were the inaugural season, but championship team. And it was hard to leave Houston. We went back-to-back champions. You know, and then the year after we had a good push at the playoffs. We were going for a three-peat, but unfortunately that didn't work out. And that was a tough to have with Dom, because, you know, we were always pushing for, you know, Supporters Shield. We're always pushing for MLS Cup. But as you mentioned, you know, Toronto's is my home. And as a kid growing up, and Jimmy, I'm pretty sure Stax could all, you know, we've never dreamt this, that this would happen, you know, in the landscape of where we grew up in, because we were just like, there's no soccer to ever grow in this country, right? We got no support. We didn't really get much support from the national team. We stood up. And, you know, it was just felt like it was always never going to come to feel tangible, right? Realistic. But when 2007, you know, TFC announced the MLS team, I was surprised. I couldn't believe it. And so something in me felt like, you know, of course, over time, there was going to be opportunity to come to Toronto. To be honest, I think respectfully, I came here a little bit prematurely because I don't think Toronto was to embrace a championship team, you know, the way I experienced it in Houston. Because when I played, we have to win. That's the standard, right? And it was more like, you know, getting, you know, the team together. Coach, when I was there for my 2 years, I think I've had like 8 coaches and over 100 players. You know, you can't build anything, right? And Jimmy was around that time. So it was a very difficult time. But, you know, just like every new someone introduces, it takes time to adjust, it takes time to adapt, you know, in the front office, you know, on the field, recipe for success. And I already knew the recipe for success. So that's why I was very adamant, put grass in, you know, get rid of this turf. We got to do it professional because this is my hometown. I want it to be well represented. I didn't like, you know, playing, you know, when you're hearing other guys in leagues, like, man, Toronto, man, Field Stadium sucks. It's like playing at a, you know, university or college stadium, but university and colleges in the US at that time were like, proper was like, you know, it was like well kept, you know, we couldn't train sometimes because you had dog watchers, you had yoga sessions, like what is this, right? Yeah. And but thankfully everything started to manifest and you know, for me, but it was a must to come play for my city, for my hometown, and thankfully, I was able to help them win their first trophy, or our first trophy, because Jimmy was on the team, our first trophy in Canadian Shield. So,
Dwayne, looking back at your career, you played for some great clubs, had wonderful success, and became one of the best players in Major League Soccer. Now, along that way, you know, playing under Frank Ayala, Dominic Kinnear, Hans Back, Benny Olsen, you've had some great managers. And you've also played with some tremendous players along the way. Is there a player and a manager that really stands out to you that where you say, you know, they were very influential and helped me along the way?
Yeah, for sure. One of them, because Frank really took me under his wing. I think Frank saw, Frank was really a supporter of Canadians. Obviously, Pat Onstead as well. He brought Adrian Saroux. So he was very supportive of Canadians trying to create them. But the way he managed and the way he understood his players and really got the best of them, and of course that trickled to Dominic Kinnear in terms of because he was the assistant coach for Dom since 2001. So those stand out of just management at that level. It's just managing the players and in and play for you. I think that's more than a lot more than half the battle. So those two definitely for me. And what was the other question? Players, you said?
The players, yeah.
Players. You know, obviously young Landon at the time, you know, he's definitely the real deal. You know, a kid that always showed up always competitive. Me and him were always competing. So he helped me to become a better player. In New York, you know, again, a serious professional, a guy at his career, he could have easily came and just relaxed, but he was an ultimate professional. Like, he always wanted to win, sometimes at fault, sometimes, you know, I'm a competitor and I love to win, but, you know, there's levels to this. Just, you know, he does not like to lose at all. Anything he does, like, we would do 2 touches, they have to stay there all day until he like beats you, you know, 4 or 5 times in a row. So players definitely stand out. I mean, Brian Ching was again, there's so many great players that don't have big names, but they're amazing, you know, guys that came in and you know, knew their job and did it excellent. You know, and those guys, you know, he wasn't really like a flashy player, even though he did score some unbelievable goals and, you know, at big goals as well. He's a guy's job, stuck to his task, and just did it diligently. So, you know, he would be up there for sure.
Dero, can I call you Dero? Or do you, when you've not met somebody, do you prefer Dwayne?
You just called me Dero.
I know, but now I'm asking permission.
No, you're fine. Can you introduce yourself as Dero? Yeah.
You can call Amy Dubs as well. It's fine.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, go Dwayne.
Well, congratulations on the Hall of Fame induction. And hearing you name all those players and those managers, what were the attributes or like you as a, like your particular profile allowed you to have success in MLS back in the day? And do you think if you dropped yourself in your prime into the current league and where it's at and the way it's evolved, do you think you would have the same amount of success?
Well, my attributes from myself just came from just love and passion for the game. Right. Everything I and since I was a kid, I always wanted to win. Hated losing. Absolutely hate losing. I still do. I'm a sore loser. And I think that's what makes me a good winner, you know, is because I hate losing so much and I love winning so much, even more. The thing I did, you know, even like I said, when we were doing finishing, you know, challenges against landing these guys, you're picking things because you don't want to lose. Like you want to be there, you know. You have to win. That's always been my mentality, and the mentality that's helped me out through my career. And regarding if I think I could play today, one thing not taken away to today's game, I think it's gone to more athleticism than it is for thinkers of the game. And you know, in my generation, or me sounds. But in our time when we were playing, we had a lot. Yes, athleticism was a big component, but it was more like you, how you understood the game, how you understood the system of play or whatever the system is you're playing. How were you as a team player? Mm-hmm. So I think with that kind of mentality, you can definitely easily adapt to play in any team at any time, especially today. So. Yes, I definitely think I could play at this level. Maybe even now, I can't cover as much ground, but you know, you can still think the game and position right moments. And I think that's part of the reason why I kind of retired, is because the game was turning towards a more and stats. You know, how much ground you covered and how much, and it was just driving me crazy. You know, coaches would pull you up. Dero, you're maxed out, your heart rate is. I'm like, I've never got pulled out. I know myself. I've done this long enough to know what my body wants and needs, right? So that frustrated me a lot. And then, of course, the ground you cover, because if you're thinking the game, you would have to cover as much ground if you position yourself at the right moment and you anticipate, right? So there has to be something to be said around players that have the maturity, players that have the experience, the all-around athleticism, you know, strong, big, fast players. You still need the thinkers of the game.
There's a guy in Miami, he runs about 2 kilometers a game and he scores a couple
and
goals,
scores
right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And we see it, we continuously see the importance of those figures in at the teams, right? But, you know, of course, you have some teams that are adamant that they have to have these super athletic players. Place for that, don't get me wrong, but you still, there's also a place for the experience.
I made a career out of it. I was the person who covered the ground and tackled and got it to players like you to do good things with it.
And now she's on Footy Prime, exactly. The podcast. What a career. And like I
said. by the way, Dero, also a vegan. Also a vegan. So
nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Vegan.
There you go. Ruthless.
Yeah. If you
told yeah, them, like Terry Dunfield was like that. That's what I told him. I go, listen, you work and hunt the ball and give it your job. And he's like, are you fucking serious? Yeah. One of those guys run all over, kick people and give me the ball. Let me do the thinking. You do the hunting.
Let me do the thinking. I love that. Imagine saying that to your team. Hey, listen, don't think. Just fucking run, okay? Yeah. I'll give you everything else for you.
run, tackle, and give me the ball. That's a Terry told a guy on our team once. he stopped and his backer's coach and he goes, no, stop. You guys run, work hard, tackle. But for me, you see me? And you've done a good job. It's like, wow, this guy's unbelievable. It's one thing telling a team that.
Yeah. No kidding. I mean, if you were told, like, all those years ago that you know, there'd be almost 30 teams in MLS in a few years' time, there'd be a huge Apple deal across the globe, the GOAT plays in MLS. I mean, would those facts have surprised you back in the day?
No. No, to be honest, no. The thing about our neighbors across the border, when they do something, they want to do it right. You know, how they transitioned from a World Cup, I think 94, right? 94 World Cup. Mm-hmm. And after that, they built a professional league. I mean, people want to say, oh, there's always been big players playing in Valderrama, you know, Stoichkov. I mean, this is I've been playing in MLS. It's just media-wise, people, the media and people that didn't or started following it. And all of a sudden, oh, MLS is becoming this big. But people in the soccer world have always been MLS. You know, they've always been these stars interjected in teams throughout the MLS. Every year, it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And like I said earlier, when they want to be the best at something, they you know, spend all the resources. You know, I know Jimmy could tell you, Stas could tell you too, you know, when you go to the U.S. and you go to these Bradenton, you're like, what's Bradenton? You go there and the pitches are immaculate. Like there's like unbelievable fields and there's fields, you know, you go to, you know, Dallas Cup and you're playing in like, you know, there's 30 perfect, you know, we can't even have one good field back then. Right. So you knew at that time, like this game is changing and to go to the States and win constantly, like every stage. You okay over there? Hit a hemorrhoid or what?
This is my bit.
He had a colonoscopy apparently coming out the other end. Yeah,
I'm fine, D-Ro. Just keep going. Longer's fine, D-Ro.
It's the first time anyone.
Yeah. So it's, we haven't had actually there. Somebody pass out on the show before, but
not yet. Not yet.
We'll go viral finally. That'd be great. Or what's going on here?
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What up, Primers? It's JC, that guy. Don't miss a second of Premier League action only on FuboTV. Subscribe at FuboTV.com/FootyPrime. With Serie A, League One, and One Soccer 2, you can get it all at FuboTV.com/FootyPrime. Now, back to the show.
Yeah, you knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. I mean, you know, every year was getting, you know, bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, did I project that, you know, a current FIFA World Player of the Year, World Cup winner would play in this league? Probably did. I couldn't predict that, but you know, here we have it. And for me, it's not a surprise. We took Beckham Madrid. Mm-hmm. You know, let's not forget that. You know, we took Thierry Henry when he still went to Arsenal. He went back and still was scoring goals.
Yeah,
you know, for Arsenal. So, you know. Again, it's when they do things, they want to do it at the best, at the top. right?
What surprises me, D-Ro, I think, is that, you know, looking at Toronto FC and MLSE got into the league for $10 million. And now the latest team, I think San Diego, came in the league for $350 million. That does surprise me. Does that surprise you a little bit?
Yeah, I mean that was 2007. That's when, you know, the league was, you know, so I think Toronto also caught them at a very vulnerable opportunity and moment. Mm-hmm. I think TFC is valued at $500 million or something like that right now. Right, yeah. I wish I would have invested in the company at that.
We should get our buddies together.
Is that what it's valuing at now? $300 million?
$350 million.
That check signing should have been actually give me some. I want some shares in the fucking company. Forget the money right now. Forget the DP tag. You got it all wrong back then.
That should have been it.
You got shares out the company.
I mean, that it's funny. You know, so many iconic moments, right, in your career, right? But a lot of TFC fans remember that, the check signing. I know you've spoken about it a lot. When you look back, are you still happy that you did it?
I don't regret anything, to be honest. I did it with passion. I did it with, I was frustrated in the moment. I was angry. And that's just my character, right? Sometimes you wear it on the sleeve, sometimes you look, but I think it helped people realize things. I think it helped put the club in a situation where, you know, they can start, you know, signing their local talent, and look what they did with Osorio, right? They stepped up and gave him a good deal, right? And so many other players now. So I'm not, unselfishly, I don't regret it. You know, I think down the road, I think maybe I help them to really understand that. And if they want their local talent, which we should, you know, you got to pay it. You got to step up, especially if they're producing and day in, day out, right? Mm-hmm. This guy's the check.
Yeah. You know what?
Is that what I got to go collect?
We're almost done, Muller. We're almost done here. It's too late.
I'm saying we got to throw the commercial.
It's too late.
Is it? It's not too late.
Yeah, it is. No, we did it earlier. We don't need to have a smooth transition to commercial.
No, I thought we did. I don't know. Now there.
When you were coughing earlier, we tried to do it.
That was our commercial.
Yeah.
All right, done.
So Dero, when you did that, though, Jimmy was an executive at the club as well. Now, yesterday we asked him about it, and he said, I had nothing to do with Dero's deal. It wasn't me. Can you clarify whether it was Jimmy's fault?
He knew I played with him. He understood as a player is frustrated after a while, comes to a point where it's just like enough's enough. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, to be fair, you had some positive conversation time. So I never said I was gonna, that wasn't pre-meted, by the way. That was just a raw emotion and reaction there. I'm going to score a goal and sign a check. I didn't even think that. That just came out. That just absolutely came out. Like, I'm always shaking and baking. You know, when I score, I'm doing my goal celebration. Right? And that was raw, authentically me just saying, you know, enough.
Yeah. 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 Show me the money. You promised me. It's time.
Yeah.
All right, so you get announced yesterday. A great video, by the way. You and your son and Atiba shows up as well. I mean, when you actually heard the news, can you describe how it felt?
I mean, it was funny because my son is like, Dad, you know, I got a call with the team, and I'm like, okay, so they want you on it. So I was like, okay, that's fine. No, but you gotta come on with my laptop and go, son, just send me the link, like. Like, what do you, that, like, he always does that, right? I, you know, go on my laptop or whatever my device at the time and log in. He's like adamant. He's like, no, Dad, you gotta be on there with my, So I'm like, okay, this is either going to be very good or this is going to be actually very bad. You know, this is two ways it's going to be. I sat down and I'm seeing a T-bone on there. I'm seeing, you know, my kids on there. And I was like, you know, so I was taken back by the message. It totally caught me off guard. And, you know, it's just during it, it's like a reflection process starts to happen. You know, you start to reflect and you think about, you know, first thing I was thinking about was my that passed away recently. He would have loved to be a part of that conversation. So you just get these weird, like, emotions. I'm happy that Tiva's, you know, talking about, you know, the impact I had in my career. And it's just, you know, taking me on this journey where it helped me be a little bit vulnerable and emotional at the time. And just like, that's why I was like, dude, you got to, okay, relax, stop. You know, no, it's always an honor to get recognized by your country for your services, because it's generally from just the love and passion. And every time we put on that Canadian jersey, we just always wanted to show that Canada is a soccer country. You know, we always want to represent that and highlight and showcase that. So even though a lot of times we felt like we're also battling our own country to prove that as well, you know, but we did it diligently. We have never called. So to get recognized is definitely a great honor. And and I'm definitely for the recognition. And to be along with a class of so many, you know, individuals that as well deservedly received that honor, you know, and Robin as well at the same time to be inducted, a fellow Ontario native, I think that's a great way to be inducted.
Absolutely. D-Row, four of you. Sorry, go ahead.
D-Row, how is your, you know, the transition from all the years that you played and that passion that you had for football? You need to find another passion now you retired, can be mm-hmm. still involved in the game. But how are you finding that transition from playing to something else?
Extremely difficult. Extremely difficult. You retire from something you love doing, something that's all you know. Mm-hmm. It's the hardest thing I've had to face, you know, and me, soccer has always been, football has always been my outlet. It's always been my safe space. It's just my therapy. So to not have that outlet, it was very, very difficult to deal with my life. Where am I going to go with it? Thankfully at the time, Tim Laiwiki create an opportunity for me in the ambassadorship role. At the time, I wasn't even thinking about retirement, to be honest. Like I said, when they started getting to the data and all this stuff like that, I was like, you know what? I didn't enjoy playing the game anymore. So I didn't want to fool myself and go there and you know, it just wasn't enjoying it the way. So I knew the writing was on the wall, and when he presented that opportunity, I said, you know, I'll take this package. Because he's like, listen, to be honest, and he said, I don't know how long I'm going to be here, and I think you should take this. It will secure you for a long time, or however long to secure you until you figure out what next in your life. So I said, you know what? Everything you've touched has been successful. Business, you know, if someone that is constantly does something and it works, you know, you should listen to them. And I listened to them and took on that ambassadorship role. At that time, I also set up my academy with my dad in Scarborough, D-Row United, it was called at the time. And I was doing I set up my foundation in 2012. As I was doing programs for inner city kids and kids in the Caribbean, putting on soccer camps on the off season. So I just kind of started to build this in 2012, knowing that, you know, I could be retiring 3, 4, 5, 6 years from then, and at least I have a good base to kind of fall back on. And thankfully, it worked according to plan. And in May 2015, when I did retire, I went into my ambassador role immediately, and then I started to be more active in my academy and my foundation. So that really helped navigate me a little bit and help, you know, still stay connected to the game.
So how about now, D-Row? Obviously, you're involved, still an ambassador for TFC. You're a busy man. Yeah. Anything you want to push here on the podcast and our millions of listeners?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, like I said, you know, for me, it's all about giving it, paying it forward and giving it back with my D-Roll TFC Academy, which we're now affiliated with Toronto FC. So I'm very proud of that and creating clear pathway to take the game to the next level. You know, our focus is individual development, focusing young leaders, first and foremost, guarantees that kids are going to make it in sports. So, you know, for us, the most important thing is to develop young men. We don't have women as looking to do to build that in the future. So any women that want to help, you know, develop young women, you know, create better leaders, you know, let me know. And then, of course, my foundation.
We got a few.
Yeah.
You met Amy, right?
Yeah. Hint, so let me know. Foundation thing that I'm also involved in. I have my foundation that I'm avidly, you know, pushing my after school program. A school tournament this year in June, or actually June or July, I can't remember. Yeah, June, we have a school tournament that we're launching this year. And you know, ambassador for the World Cup that's coming to Toronto. So I'm very excited about that. You know, I think we would finally see how big this game really is. You know, it's one thing understanding and loving the game, and it's another thing going to a World Cup and I really say, wow, this, I understand it now. I understand the passion. I understand the energy. I'm going to see something that, you know, this country has never seen before. You know, I know we've had a U-20 World Cup, but the World Cup is animal. It's another beast. You know, people will be flying in, supporting their countries. They're going to be celebrating all night in the streets. And, you know, I know we're going to, through our diversity and multicultural landscape, I know we're going to be great hosts. And, you know, one day we can actually host a World Cup on our own without, you know, U.S. and Mexico. But, you know, it creates a unique opportunity. No, I'm just... You know, day to day, just trying to grow, develop, and build.
Well, mate, you're always welcome on this show. We always enjoy having you. Congratulations. A big week for you. And we'll chat real soon. So thanks so much.
No problem, man. Thank you for having me. Always good to see you guys.
Thanks, D-Row.
See you, buddy.
Congrats again.
That is Dwayne DiRosario. D-Row, of course. By the way, Wonga found the description for the Shake and Bake.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's so fucking brilliant. So
you
your
read
Shake
it,
and Bake, your Shake and Bake D-Row on Google is described like this. It's called the Shake and Bake, and it has nothing to do with chicken. After scoring a goal.
Really?
Yeah. After scoring a goal, Dwayne.
I've never seen this.
No, okay. It's hilarious. After scoring a goal, Dwayne DiRosario starts to sprint. But the body quickly decelerates to a robotic slow motion pace. Every step is deliberate. The arms extend like a bird strutting down a sidewalk with swagger.
Is that it?
Great.
I got to get you to narrate that.
That's the best I've ever done.
This is on Google. Like you go Shake and Bake.
I did Dwayne DiRosario dance after scoring, and this is what was how it was described.
All right, get that on your site, D-Row. That's
brilliant.
I love that. It's called the Shake and Bake.
Best description ever.
Nothing to do with chicken, but then it says he extends his arms like a bird.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm picking up this. D-Row, thanks so much, mate.
No problem, man. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you. Have a good one. Cheers.
Dwayne DiRosario. This has been MLS Box to Box. We have TFC 3 questions, Montreal 3 questions, and Vancouver Whitecaps 3 questions, of course. Ready for your listening pleasure, as well as, of course, on Friday, news and dubs. Till next time. Cheers for listening.
This episode of Footy Prime has been brought to you by Fubo TV and by Tony Bett. Make sure to subscribe to Footy Prime wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on Twitter at @Footy_Prime and on Instagram at @FootyPrimeIG. And visit WeAreFootyPrime.com and sign up for our newsletter.
Great. That was awesome.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.